World's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good morning. It's the, the fourth day of February, 2025. Show number 2338. Thanks for joining us. I've been doing some self-assessment, some evaluation of what's going on. Think about what we do here at Pass the Salt Ministries. People ask me, Coach, you have a church? And I don't even know how to answer that. I don't have a church. What do you mean, do I have a church? Well, do you have church? No, what do you mean? So now I'm a Christian. I do a podcast and, you know, we try to be the salt and light and impact. And so my friend Chad says, we pick up where the church left off. Yeah, but do you have a church? See, we're so programmed to going to church rather than being the church. We don't even really know what that means. And then we get, as I spoke about yesterday, we all get trapped in the whole finances thing of 501c3s and tax exempt status. And as Roger Weaver said to us last week, the whole idea of tax exempt status is really kind of crazy because a lot of donations are already built into your income tax. When it comes to pay your income tax, and, you know, you keep track of all your donations because we just, it's a time of year at Pass the Salt Ministries where we send out letters to our donors, thanking our letters, and here's how much you gave last year, and most of them not even realizing that God bless them for the donations. I'm not making light of that, but the deduction's already built in. It's already built in, really is, and the whole idea of donor notification and keeping listed donors and look, if here's why I would say this. I guess it's a little bit different. When are we going to come to the realization that for the most part, are you looking at me? For the most part, the church is a business. Will somebody give me a thumbs up on that? The church is a non-profit business. Now, they call it non-profit because it's not supposed to be a money-making organization. And when it becomes non-profit, they don't have to pay taxes on it. That's what non-profit means, right? What does that even mean? Non-profit. So therefore, churches are able to manipulate that and then get people to give the money in because it's non-profit. But can we tell you the truth? Can I tell you the truth? There are a lot of people profiting off of non-profits. All right? There are a lot of them. Our finances are online. You can go check online what we do with our finances here at Coach Dave Live. And we're not a church, folks. In fact, sometimes I thought about, you know what? I'm just gonna pull the plug on all that donation stuff. I'm a Coach Dave Live, I'm a business. I'm a Christian business. Not a church, not a ministry, although we are ministry, right? Individual ministries. How do we get to the point where the ministry is that place that we go to where we do ministry? How did we get to that? And I think from my heart, the biggest problem of it has been the advent of going back 30 years, 40 years maybe, Christian television. Does anybody remember the first Christian television satellite? I wasn't even saved then, I don't think. And they talk about so-and-so was on the satellite. What? Yeah. Yes, satellite. Anybody remember those days when you had to go get a satellite connection to be able to pick up some of those things? And you all know, and I all know some of the big name. Okay, let's just take it. I see you, Gene. I'll get to you in a second. Can somebody give me some of those big name early prosperity pimps that ended up on on satellite TV. Come,
Jimmy like, Baker, praise the Lord.
Pass Baker, the Jim Baker. Who else? Come on, give me another one. Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson, right?
Who else? Come on, come on.
Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts, huh? Benny Hinn. Come on, let's run down the list, right? Run down.
Robert Shuler.
Robert Shuler. And what were the
Swaggering Jimmy.
Creflo Dollar. If there's ever anybody named that was appropriate, Creflo Dollar Bill. Who'd you say, Ray?
Jimmy Swaggers.
Jimmy Swaggart, right? Rick Warren, purpose-driven life. Joseph. So somewhere along the line, we created stars in Christianity. You'd agree with me, wouldn't you? And today, right now, today, we have churches who literally have campuses. Campuses. Come on, you know I'm telling you the truth, right? Campuses. Now, we have to ask ourselves this. Was that the Lord's model? Was that the Lord's model? Was that the Apostle Paul's model to set up individual? Did he want house to house? They met house to house. Another Christianity and relation. It's supposed to be relational. Relational. You know something? Here, this sounds crazy because it's not true. I know many of the people. I know Ray LeBlanc. I know. I'm looking at names here. I know these people. I actually know these people. They can actually, can you call your pastor? Hang on. Can you pick up the phone and call Benny Hinn? Can you call your pastor at your mega church with four different camp? Can you call him? Do you have his number? Will he talk to you? Will he give you time? Can you go and meet with him? I'm looking on the list here. I know these people. I actually know them. I get phone calls sometimes from them. How do you have a shepherd? You don't even know who you are. You don't even know who you are. And then what does that shepherd tell you to do? You got to tithe. You got to send your money in. Because if you send your money in, come on, I'm riding a tough horse here. I admit it. You send your money in, you're going to get blessed. Because God loves a cheerful giver. And then they give you 58 different prosperity messages. Come on, I know. And then people love to go to church. Oh, I'm all over today, but hang on. I'll stop here in a minute. And they turn down the lights, and they start an electric light show, and then supposedly people get up on stage and praise the Lord. Is that, anybody out there other than me? Come on, say, Coach, I know what you're talking about. Come on, I need some reinforcement this morning. I know that, Coach. I want to get there early at church because then we do praise and worship. What? Yeah, we do praise and worship. And some guy up on the stage with the lights are down and the lights are, the room's dark, the lights are strong, and some guy's up there dancing around and waving their hands. What? That's praise and worship? That's praise and worship? You know, I've seen my wife. God love my wife. I've seen her sometimes just sit around in our living room and just have praise music in the background and just be praising right where she is. Running the sweeper, going around doing whatever, praising. She didn't have to go to church and turn the lights down low and get smoke machines going. Folks, that's hypnotism. Oh, somebody tell me you're with me. Somebody at least give me a thumbs up. Say, huh?
Amen. Keep going.
Boom. And so as a result of it, Christianity becomes something you do, not something you are. It's everywhere we look. It's everywhere we look. And I'm saying, I'm not going to go into detail, okay? I'm just not going to go into detail. There's a local ministry here in Central Ohio, a big one with campuses that, some of the things that are coming out are not good. They're not good. And I'm not going to use this church service to drag anybody through the mud. Because I don't know. A lot of it's hearsay, right? The evidence seems to be child stuff going on, stuff not good stuff going on. A big one.
Amen. Locally.
And I'm not going to talk about it, okay? I'm not going to talk about it because I don't rejoice in it, friends. I don't rejoice. I know that at the center of that ministry is prosperity. It's prosperity. And can I be honest with you? People want to go there. I can tell you the truth. People go to that church because they want to get rich. They want the blessings of God to fall upon them. So they go to that church because that church tells them how to get rich. You know I'm telling you the truth, right? You know I'm telling you the truth. And these prosperity churches are some of the most fleshly, carnal places that you will find in the world called Christianity. You got to be careful, man. We got to be careful. And the Bible says there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And I'm not going to talk about it just because I'm not going to talk about it. Not name it and beat them up and all that kind of stuff. I grieve for the people that are associated with that church and love that church. And if this stuff's coming out, thank God. First of all, thank God it's coming out. And I grieve for those people who have been swept in under that. I feel for them. But I'm going to tell you this. Hey, friends. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing of God doesn't draw a crowd. It doesn't draw a crowd. The anointing of God is something that falls on you and I individually. Now, there is a group anointing. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But if you have to go to a place to get the anointing, you're missing something, baby. You are missing something. And I'm telling you, that has crushed American Christianity. It grieves me so much. It grieves me. And then it grieves me to see how many of all of us, I'm guilty. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. How when I go to a church, I go with expectations. Would somebody say amen? Well, we're not going to go back there because their praise and worship wasn't very good. And I didn't go back there because that pastor didn't do that. Right? Right? Huh? Come on. And so the idea of a local church, campus, church campus. You guys know these are out there, right? Where we get these mega pastors on their own. I shouldn't talk because I got my own show. But these mega pastors with their own show. Can we call it a show? Production? Lights go down, music starts, people up on the stage dancing around. Broadcast to the world. Broadcast to 4, 5, 6 different campuses. None of them actually having a relationship with the pastor. Could never get an appointment with them. Come on, somebody jump in and say, God, I know what you're talking about. It's destroyed Christianity. It's destroyed American Christianity. Because at the heart of it is the flesh. I want to go there because, oh, I feel so much better. I feel better. I feel better. Does the Lord feel better? Does he feel better? How many people do you know? I've been in one of those mega churches. I started out in it young. 5,000 people in a congregation, broadcast worldwide, dancing rabbits up on the stage, smoke machine. I've been there. And I'd leave after that church service. I didn't know anybody there. And every once in a while, I'd see somebody. I'd be out doing something. My wife, I'd be out doing something. And I'd see somebody. And I'd say, hey, don't they go to... And I'd name the church. Don't they go to? I'd see them across the room or across the mall. Don't they go? Yeah, I think they do. What's their name? I don't know. Come on, somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, you're nailing it. That's become Christianity. And then you get little churches that are dying, because the faithful pastor to those little churches, all he wants to do is preach the gospel, love on people. And nobody goes there because there's no smoke machine and no lights going down low and no great praise and worship team dancing around. And it's so small you can't hide. It grieves me. And part of what we're seeing, I'm going somewhere to hang on there. Part of what we're seeing is the largest church worship. Sir, no, that's not right. The largest church entity in America is American government. They force tithes. They talk about all the stuff that they're going to give you. The ones sitting at the top of the government are the ones who get all the benefits of it. They don't even know your name. If you call them, your elected official, they don't even get back to you. They may send a form letter to you. You can have no impact at all on your local. Well, we could, but we don't. We don't. That's the government. Like, that's the church. That's the church. And there's nothing that's crippled the American church more than the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel. The idea that we would use Jesus and the gospel to get stuff. You know I'm telling you the truth. I want you to know, as God is my witness, I try not to do that. Look, I could come on here and I could sing a song and I could make you feel so bad and I could get some music on the background and you guys would open up your coffers and pour money. I want you to know I'll never play that game. I'll never play that. I never will. But for some reason, they're doing that in the churches. So I want you to know this, that I'm not going to talk at all about it today because I don't want people to say, well, Coach Dave's gossiping. I want you to know right now, there is appears to be a huge scandal at a local church campuses here in the Central Ohio area. And I know people who've gone there, who love that church. I don't root for their demise. The judgment begins first at the house of God. Right? We have to be really, really careful because there's a real tendency to cover up sins for those we love. And that's whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. The greatest form of love that we can express is to discipline. That's wrong, don't do it. Greatest form of love. And I want you to be aware. I'm not going to talk about it now. Can I go with you? A second. Gina wants to say something. Go ahead, Gene. I'm going to take you somewhere today, folks. Hang on. Go ahead, Gene.
We got to go way back, but I like where we're going. I don't want to interrupt, but about this nonprofit thing. Yeah. I don't think I've been prophet all my life. I've been nonprofit myself. Yeah.
What is profit anyway, right?
What is profit? Because I go to work for $10 an hour, let's say. I go and do $10 an hour's work. There's no profit there. I made an agreement.
You're trading your labor for money. There's no profit.
For my labor.
You go home and sleep. Your feet are sore. Your back hurts. Your elbows aren't right. You didn't make any income.
There is none.
No.
And then I got in a trucking business here. And I've done nothing but lose money. So where's profit on that? There's no
profit, right? Well, yeah, you're waking up to it, folks.
Yeah.
Words mean things. Oh, man. Boy, people want to jump in there. And I ain't even got where I want to get yet. But I'm gonna poke while the iron's hot. Jack, come on in, Jack. Then John, then Jeff. Jack, John, Jeff. The J's are at it today. Go, Jack.
The J's are at it. Okay, look. Simple. The words, Joe, Coach. You're always doing the words. The income from whatever source derived. We focus on from whatever source derived rather than the definition, the legal definition of income, which is profit or gain, not exchange of wages for labor.
That's right. So again, folks, don't miss this. If you go work 8 hours at your work, or maybe go overtime so you make more money, you haven't made any income. You've exchanged your labor for money. It's not income. That's not income, but we've let them tell us that it is. John Loveland.
Hey, thanks, Coach. I could say a lot here, but I'm going to keep it brief. First, I'd say if you haven't come across this guy, listen to Ohio for Freedom. He's exposing this stuff, and he's getting a lot of pushback on it. So God bless him for doing this. But, I still go to the institutional church. And the way I look at it is God hasn't given up on it. Jesus hasn't given up on it. So neither have I. And they're still good. You know, you got to find the right place, and it's not always easy. But that's the way I see it. But you're seeing this more and more. God is exposing the charlatans. Yeah. I believe the tares are coming out of the wheat. And it's about time, because these people are so polluting the gospel that people are going down these roads of destruction. And I'll say this about the prosperity message. The Jesus of the prosperity gospel is a false Jesus.
Yes, it is.
It's sad. And I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and they're going down this prosperity road. And I said, it's a road of destruction. And they're so deceived. And these people will be held accountable. I just thank God that he is exposing these charlatans.
You know what? I had a man say to me one time, and sometimes you get those aha moments. And that was an aha moment for me when I heard a man who was wealthy said to me, Coach, you think temptation is bad when you're poor? Wait till you're rich. I thought, boom. Huh? What does Paul say about the church? Was the church of Ephesus, who was rich and had need of nothing? Isn't knowing that they were poor and wretched, right? And so we've taken Christianity and we've made it prosperity. I'm going to go there. Hang on. Go ahead, Jeff Klein. Go ahead, Jeff.
There ain't no.
By the way, I'm going to make a connection for you here in a second. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, there ain't no prosperity in the grease pit. That's what Pastor Bill calls the garage in there at the car lot. Church in the garage. He said, come on into the grease pit. So this morning, I just want to let everybody know, we just got word last night. Pastor Bill confirmed a date on the 18th of this month on a Tuesday night. You're going to be in the garage. I got people wanting to come that's never been there before.
Good.
You know, we don't pass the plate. We don't take no money. We just meet in the garage. I try and sweep the floors up, empty the trash cans, and off we go. So it's like, amen. The 18th this month, Pastor Bill will be there. So I'll get more word out on it, and I'll get with Liberty now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Hey, pull up for me. I want to show you some stats here today, okay? Because you guys know who the famous pastors are, the famous ones. Famous, because the famous are the famous pastors the most anointed, or are they the greatest pimps? Would they do what they do for free? Hey, friends, come on now. Why did McDonald's, you know, Kroc, wasn't his name? Kroc started McDonald's.
Ray Kroc.
Why didn't he just have one? Why did he then build another one down the road? And then not only did he build another one down the road, well, he built one in another state. Then he built one in another state. And was it because he wanted to feed the people hamburgers? Is that why Ray Kroc did that? No, I don't think so. No. I think he could probably make more money that way, couldn't he? Probably. Didn't they call those franchises? How do I get a Christian franchise? I know what I could do. I could go be part of one of these ministries that have, are you ready? Apostolic groups. They have apostles. And then you get to be part of the group. And then when you get to be part of the group, you know what you get to do? I'm just telling you the truth. You get in the Apostles Network, and you get to go to their church and preach and get a nice offering. And then he'll come to your church and preach, and then he'll get a nice offering. And then everybody in the Apostolic Network supports everybody else by going and filling their pulpit. And I'm just telling you the truth. Lining their pockets with those in the network. Number two, pull that up there. Largest churches in America. 2024. Folks, this is why we're in the mess we're in, right here. because the large churches have drained the small ones. The large church. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Let's go on a ride here real quick. Give me about 10 more minutes. A largest one, Life Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. 76,000 people, Pastor Greg Groeschel. Do you think people, how many people know Pastor Greg? You could go to Birmingham and go to the Church of the Highlands, Chris Hodges. They have 60,000. Or go to Peoria, Arizona, see Christ Church of the Valley, and they're hitting 50 grand. That's pretty good. Lake Joel Osteen, he's a piker down there. He only has 45,000. Of course, he's all over the TV, right? I'm going to go to Christ Fellowship Church, where Todd Mullins is. He got 32,000. I wonder how much counseling Todd Mullins does. Personal outreach. Go to Saddleback Church, 30 grand. Gateway Church, 28 grand. Crossroads Church in Cincinnati. Brian Tome. Yeah, Brian's got 27,000. Brian, got to pick it up here a little bit, brother. Pick it up a little bit. I go to Eagle Brook Church in Centerville, Minnesota. They got 25 grand. Wow, really? Well, how about let's go down to Fellowship Church, Grapevine, Texas, and we can see Ed Young. By the way, if you can't see him on Ed Young, he's also be found here on the internet and here on the internet, here on the internet and here on the internet. And here's the good thing. You don't have to leave your house. You can be anonymous. You can sit there and watch him and amen. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it just happens to put this in the chat. Go ahead and put this in it. 20,000 people at the church. 20,000 people. If you remember when Jesus did the Beatitudes, get my brain to work here. When Jesus saw the multitudes.
Sermon on the Mount.
Thank you, dear. The Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus saw the multitudes, does anybody know what he did? He went away from them. Find that for me, Sermon on the Mount. Oh, yeah, come on. Jesus didn't build no crowds. He didn't build no crowds. He made disciples and told them to go make disciples. Huh? Matthew 7, Matthew 5, is that where it'd be? Yeah, let's see what that says. And seeing the multitudes, he left. How many times have you read that and not seen that? And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, away from all those people. Then his disciples came. How many of them were there? How many of the disciples were there? 12. Isn't it amazing that Jesus didn't start campuses? Huh? Said, hey, Matthew, you got a campus over there. And James, you get a campus. You get one over there. And hey, you guys, let's get us a bunch of campuses here. And I'll come around. Hey, here's what we do. When we get a bunch of campuses, you guys can switch every once in a while, and you can go preach in his pulpit, and he'll go preach in your pulpit, and we'll build us a pastor's network. You know this exists in Christianity, don't you? Pastor's network. So Jesus sees them. So I got to get out of here. He fled the crowd and went up, and his disciples came up to where he was. And what did he tell them? Be careful, boys and girls. He starts warning them about all those people down at that bottom of that hill. If you're doing it to draw a crowd, okay, hang on. Remember Michael Jordan? Sure you all do. Michael Jordan became a millionaire with one slogan. Anybody out there know what that slogan was? Huh? Come on. Come on.
Just do it.
Oh, no, that's Nike. No. Oh, yeah, another one. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Joel. Huh? Oh, yeah. I want to be like TD. So pastors wanted to be those guys they saw on TV. I'm just telling you the truth. And they were doing it for self-aggrandizement, telling themselves that they wanted to expand the kingdom, which they probably, maybe they did.
It was a job, not a calling.
It became a job, not a calling. And so they got, it's great. It's great to have a big ministry and minister to people and get rich. Well, give me that gig. So who are the three, number three, the richest pastors in America? Should a pastor be rich? I'm not against wealth. I'm not against it. I'd like to be rich. Anybody else out there wouldn't like to be rich? But I'm not going to be rich on your back. Poll number three, Spence. The richest pastors. 20 richest pastors in America. Hang on, because everybody wants to be like him. Mark Driscoll's, he's only worth $2.5 million. I kind of like Mark. Hang on. How's he get rich? How's Mark Driscoll get rich? Can somebody tell me how he gets rich? Anybody want to, how do you think Mark Driscoll gets rich? How does he get $2.5 million? I'll tell you how. I kind of like Mark Driscoll, actually. He hawks his books. Preaches a sermon. People love it. He sells his books. Writes another book. Bill Hybels is, boy, Bill, come on, man. Bill's only worth $5 million. 72. Bill, you're a piker. Come on, going down. Come on. Hey, folks, we got to face this stuff, okay? John Piper's $5 million. You don't even know some of these guys. Chuck Swindoll. Worth $5 million. I always like Chuck Swindoll. He's a pretty straight shooter. Pretty profitable, though. John Hagee. Wonder how much that is Jewish money. $5 million John Hagee's worth. Paula White, the advisor to Donald Trump, is worth $5 million. By the way, hey, go back down there a second. You don't think her beauty works to her advantage? Oh, boy. Going up. Oh, boy. There you are. Joyce is worth $8 million. And can I tell you something? She's a psychologist. She's basically a Christian psychologist, Joyce is. Good one. She's worth $8 million. How'd she get that? John Maxwell from Circleville Bible College, right down in Lancaster, Ohio. John's worth $10 million. He's a good guy, good speaker, makes a lot of money. Frank Graham, is it worth $10 million? He's worth more than that. We know that. That's just him personally. John MacArthur, worth $15 million. Go on. Greg Laurie. I like Greg. Greg's a great preacher. 16. How do you get rich being a pastor? How does that work?
Policing the flock.
Well, I don't know. Is it fleecing the flock? Evidently, people want to pay Greg that. They like him. They want to pay it. TD fakes $20 million. Dollars. $20 million. Jesse Duplantis. Dale showed me Jesse Duplantis's house down there in Louisiana. Jesse's only worth $20 million. Prosperity pimp, by the way, right, Jesse? Oh, they'll draw a crowd. Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life. Rick's worth $25 million. Creflo Dollar Bill. He's worth $30 million. I don't mind people having money. Andy Stanley, worth $50 million. Steve Furtrick, $55 million. Joel Osteen. Joel's only worth $100 million. Lakewood Church. Pat Robertson. $100 million. Kenneth Copeland. I can't even count that high. $300 million getting wealthy as a minister of the gospel. Look, I don't begrudge guys making money. I don't. Does anybody think there's something wrong with this? That these guys become the face of Christianity and people flock to them. Why do people flock to them? People flock to them because people want to have stuff just like they have stuff. And you go to the church and a pastor will teach you 16 ways to get wealthy. You know I'm telling you the truth. And they're murdering babies right down the street. I remember when we were somewhere, Houston, in New Orleans, I can't remember. We were outside some big mega church doing street ministry, holding abortion signs. I wish I could remember where it was. And the pastor, big name pastor, I forget, Dale will not remember. Big name pastor told him, pay no attention to us. Pay no attention to us, those people outside. No, we were just trying to rescue babies. Pay no attention to those people out there. I'm telling you, folks. Okay, I'm about done. I'm heading somewhere. I'll get you, Julie. Hang on. Here's where I'm heading. Pull up number 4.
There's money in the gospel.
We have shocking ways that the government agency called USAID. That sounds good, doesn't it? USAID. Where your money's been going? Elon Musk just pulled the plug on USAID. Just pulled the plug on it. Boy, are they mad? Are they ever mad? Okay, because USAID is your taxpayers' dollars being funneled. I hate to break the news to you. Scroll on down. Oh, they're mad. Oh, this guy's he's shutting down the USAID. How about this? The USAID, $30 million since 2018 for research on transgenders. Money going to what are supposed to be Christian organizations from the government. Millions to COVID lab in China from USAID. Doesn't that sound so good? USAID. Another big ticket item no longer is pro-LGBT organization survey called Grupa Izzajadi. So in other words, we are funding at 1.5 million. USAID is funding 1.5 million for transgenderism in Serbia. Go on down. Why wouldn't they? Hey, the churches are doing it. The churches are fleecing people. Oh, 2.5 million for electric vehicles in Vietnam. Your tax dollars given to USAID. Trans Claire Care Clinics. The agency has been giving money to Trans Care Clinics. USAID, government agency, giving your tax dollars to religious organizations. Elon Musk, who they hate, said USAID is hopeless and a ball of worms. Billions. Hang on. For example, the State Department's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs approved $25,000 for an opera in Colombia. It's $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. There it is. Peruvian trans comic books, $32,000 for a trans comic book. They wrote a comic book for transgenders, gave them $32,000 to do it. Mast has helped describe how the U.S. has spent $500 million to expand atheism in Nepal. Your tax dollars, friends. Your tax dollars. And dare I get into how much some of these mega churches, or what's the word they use? Parachurches have received from the government. Your tax dollars to teach things that you don't even agree. And how did it start? Because those big money ministers, they ain't going to point at it. Because they're fleecing you too. Julie, come on in.
Good morning. Yeah, and the thing of it is, a lot of these smaller churches do these Bible studies based on those mega churches' teachings. You got to buy their books, right, to do the study. But, like, why not just teach out of the Bible what's real truth? Thanks. Yeah.
Now, Julie, we would all agree there's some good books out there. I read good stuff all the time. People send me good ones. Randy just sent me a really, really good one. Here's one. This is another good one. 50 Laws of Life, Fred Moseley, right? Perfect Justice Through Divine Law. I read books. But I don't read books on how to get rich. Do you read books on how to get rich? I don't. No. I like to read books that, like, Flip Benham's written, or Rusty Thomas, or somebody who's actually laid their life on the line. I like reading those books. I hope Cal Zastro writes a book about his time in jail. I hope Bill Dunphy writes a book about his time. Probably won't be a very big seller, though. Huh? Won't be a very big one. Why? Because Jesus calls you and I to die. Die to ourselves. Not be prosperous. He calls us to die. To die to ourselves. To be vessels that God works through to a lost and dying world. Not to get rich off of it. Jeff.
Coach, you forgot to mention, Pastor Bill will be on JR's show this Saturday at 10 a.m. LastCallRadioLive.com, whatever it is. But he'll be on there with JR Saturday morning. And I want to thank Mel. Liberty Mel. I said a little bit ago when I said we're going to do in the garage with Pastor Bill. I said, I'll get a hold of her. Within 5 minutes, it was up on her website. Pastor Bill in the church in the garage, 6 o'clock. She sent me a thing, a text, an advertisement on it. And I didn't have to send a big check to her ministry. She was on. Thank you, Mel.
Amen. Amen. Spencer, pull up number 7. No, number 6. Pull up number 6. Are you sitting down? Zelensky, we know who he is, right? Zelensky admits that half of the U.S. aid to Ukraine, they never got. They stay right there, Seth. Stay at the top. Hang on. Receiving $75 billion. That's a lot of money. But the government said they gave him $177 billion. He said, we only got $75 billion. Where's the other money? Anybody want to guess? Scroll on down. Yeah. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admitted in a recent interview that he has not received the full amount of military funding, claiming over half of it, roughly $100 billion, is missing. Scroll down. God, by the way, your tax dollars. He stated, look, when I hear, and I've heard before, today we hear from the United States of America that America gave Ukraine hundreds of billions of dollars, $177 billion, to be more precise. That's what the exact figure sounded like, which was supported or voted by the Congress, et cetera. Look at the president of a warring country. I tell you, we received $75 billion. That's $100 billion of these 177 or 200. Some people even say we've received 200. And this is important because we're talking about specific things because we got no money, but with weapons. We got 70-something billion worth. There's training, there's additional transport, only prices for weapons or humanitarian programs. But when they say that Ukraine during the war got $200 billion to support the army, that's not true. I don't know where that money is. Now, you believe him? You believe him? Because we've heard that the Ukraine is nothing more than a money laundering organization. No wonder they hate Trump. Huh? No wonder they hate him. George, come on in.
Did you see the thing with what Elon found with the IRS?
Yep. Tell us, George.
Well, what he found out through the details of Treasury, it says the Pentagon spent $600 million a year on sushi alone.
That's right.
The IRS is dropping $230,000 a month on Starbucks cinnamon roasted K-cups. And the plastic dispensary cups are $1,280 per coffee cup.
Folks, what George is telling you is they billed the government.
The government. Expenses.
Each paper cup was worth $12,000, meaning this, what they bought and what they spent ain't the same. It ain't the same.
And the kicker of the whole thing is only, and they said 92% of the employees are working from home. So you have 8% of the IRS working in the building and are spending that kind of money. That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part. That's the crazy part. Pull up for me number, which one, make sure I got the right one here. That ain't it. That ain't it. Pull up numbers 8. I'm sorry, number 8. Then they all get you in here. This man, Vandersteel. This is how much our taxpayers have given to foreign countries the last 4 years. Mexico got $295 million dollars. Can I explain why we're giving them $295 million? Czech Republic got $324 million. Estonia, I don't even know where Estonia is. $344 million. Lithuania, $339 million. Poland, $375 million. Romania got $397 million from America. Bulgaria, $431 million. Tanzania, got $471 million. I bet that's all going right into the government. I bet there's no graft at all there, is there? Probably no. Pakistan got $536 million. Colombia, $731 million. Philippines got $809 million. Somalia, $998 million. Lebanon, $1 billion. Are you sitting down? Iraq, $2.2 billion. Jordan, $2.3 billion. Afghanistan, $6.1 billion. Egypt, $6.3 billion. Ukraine, $2.6 billion. Israel, $8.5 billion.
Boom.
Dale.
So it begs to ask this question, man. When I'm reading Job chapter 12 about everything deep, dark, hidden, secret will be exposed. This is nothing new, Coach. We have to ask ourselves, do you really want to go down this rabbit trail? But the fact of the matter, it says the prophetic word, it says everything. All of this must be exposed. Everything that you just read on it less is what's called a topical index. In other words, that's it. When Elon Musk went to get in the Treasury Department, right, he has to get clearance. In other words, Trump said it yesterday. He was signing an executive order. He says, look, he doesn't just get to go anywhere. If there's somewhere that we feel, you can't, then he can't. So they didn't want to let him in there. Trump gave him clearance because the Treasury Department didn't want to let him in there. And when he got in there, he says, this guy in the Treasury Department doesn't question anything. He just writes the checks, and he doesn't question any where these checks. He goes, we found where he's writing checks to terrorist organizations. So when you see Iraq, when you see these things, that's the total, but the breakdown underneath are to these terrorist organizations and to this organization. This is the crazy thing. And so yesterday, you ready, Coach? I mean, God's timing is so impeccable. Michelle's working. I'm doing homeschooling. I do social studies with my daughter. And guess what we're learning about the history of what? Oh, I know, tariffs. I'm not kidding, Coach. I about fell out of the chair. Do you know the only time in American history where we were not in debt? Do you know what president it was? Andrew Jackson. And you know how he did it? Tariffs. He got America out of debt using tariffs. And what Donald Trump did to Canada and Mexico, he wasn't trying to punish out of their country, but man, we're getting brutally slaughtered by these things. And guess what? Tariffs, right? Canada. Oh yeah, well, we'll tariff you. Remember, Canada, 75% of your goods come in here. When we tariff you and your economy shuts down, then come talk to me. Same thing with Mexico. Coach, let me tell you what. Donald Trump is just a tool in the hand of God, because he is exposing the deep, dark, hidden, wicked secrets that have been going on in D.C. for the past 50 years.
That's right. That's right. Vengeance is his. By the way, Dale, just curious. Do you know everybody at your church?
Coach, let me tell you what. You know the old slogan, Alabamians, we all marry within the family? Well, Coach, I think you understand that. My son married my associate pastor's daughter. My son married another couple's daughter in the church. Yeah, I know everybody in my church. I've been to everybody's home in my church. I've been at the hospital watching some of them kids be born. And now I'm watching some of them kids get married and have kids of their own. Yes, I do. I know that was a rhetorical question.
Hey, do you think that when you get married at Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen's church, how many of you think that Joel Osteen marries them? When somebody dies at Lakewood Church, how many people think Joel Osteen shows up to the funeral? That's what I thought. Lauren, come on in.
Well, what about those millions and millions of condoms that they sold to Hamas so that they could put bombs in them to go kill people as balloons?
People don't know that. How much was it? 50 million something? Some incredible amount of money was going to be sent for condoms, right, Lauren?
$50 million.
Yeah.
$50 million. Yep.
So they can. And then Sean Ryan had a guest on what's her name? Sarah And she talked about how much we are literally funding ISIS, billions of dollars each week.
NGOs, remember we talked about that the other day? Non-government organizations. The money goes in, nobody knows where it goes, and it goes right back into buy more influence. Folks, we're getting so scammed. So scammed. I'm just telling you. Roger?
Yeah, Coach. You see the link between corruption in the church and in the government?
Yep.
I mean, if the church was not corrupt, if it was like it should be, the government wouldn't be in such bad shape.
Well, we're supposed to be the salt of the earth, light of the world. We're supposed to hold the government accountable. Those who are in positions of authority are supposed to be righteous men. Evil walks on every side when the vilest men are put into political office. I just kind of paraphrased it. That's what it says. Look at the crooks. Look at the crooks. Can I tell you something? It's crept down into the Christianity. They're crooks in Christianity. Moderator, come on in.
Well, when Dale brought up the thing about tariffs, remember, tariffs go both ways. So if the goods come in from Mexico, China, or Canada, and we put a tariff on that, and we're charging them, the more they're going to pass that on to us, the thing. So it's not all a one-way street. It's a double-edged sword. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Folks, look, tariffs will cause inflation. Tariffs will probably cause inflation for a while. Ask yourself this. Would you rather pay more for things that you can choose to eat or buy, or would you rather have more just taken out of your paycheck every month? Which?
Because at least we have a choice then.
Yeah, that's what you get with tariffs. Are the price of goods and services going to go up? Yeah, but you're going to be taxed less. You get to decide whether or not I'm going to buy that. You have no choice right now. Look, there's no perfect room. Folks, listen. Wicked men will always find a way to profit from it. Wicked men. And Joe Biden was, I don't know if we can blame him because he was probably not in his own mind. They were wicked. Is he going to be punished? Is the Biden administration going to be punished? How about this? How about that guy that killed the girl at the Capitol? What was her name? Somebody help me. I got so much information.
Ashley Babbitt.
The man who murdered Ashley Babbitt. Is he going to be held to account? If that guy had done that out on the street at a traffic stop, shot her point blank range, especially, will you say that, Coach? Yeah, I'll say it. Especially if he had been white and she had been black. Can you imagine what would be going on? Oh, yeah. George, come on in, George.
One more thing. The guy from the Treasury also resigned so that he didn't have to answer to all of the spending habits.
That's right. It's coming down, isn't it, George? Huh?
Yes, it is.
Yep, it's coming down.
Yeah. Who authorized him to authorize that?
Yeah, he did. That's right. Because, guys, they're just printing money. They don't care. They're just printing money. They understand the game. They want to stay in office. They want to keep the perks. They want to do their version of home church. Joe Allen.
This money has been going on for centuries, especially coming out of state house. What Joe Biden say all the time? Come on, man. Enough said.
Right, huh? Well, now we know what's going on. What are we going to do about it? That's what it comes down to. RL, come on in.
Coach, let's not forget Rose Boylan, who was murdered at the Capitol on J6. Yeah,
that's right. Yep, a cop beat her to death, basically. Or they didn't give her. I don't know how we got clear back to. I don't know how we got clear back to J6 on this thing. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make, folks. Not all of them. Do you think there's corruption in those large ministries? Hey, Pastor Clint comes in here at a great time. Hey, Pastor Clint, you pastor a church. Pastor Dale, you pastor a church. Would you be able to scam them if you really wanted to, Pastor?
That's hilarious. Coach, what? I can open up my books and show you what our church brings every month. Trust me, there's nothing to scam. Oh, by the way, look, we got the memory of a goldfish. Let's just go back. I wish I was the plumber that worked on Joel Osteen's church and found all that money in the wall in the bathroom. Where did that money come from? Where did that money come from, Coach?
Me and you. Probably. Who knows?
Not from us, Coach. It didn't come from us.
I get it. Come on in, Clint.
No, I don't think I could, because everything we have is in the open. We have, the book, we are an open book when it comes to finances. But I've said since the election of 2020, Coach, there is nothing we can do. All we want to do with, Doge and everything else, but nothing is really going to change until people start going to prison.
Crime and punishment.
It's not going to change.
By that, crime and punishment.
It's not going to change.
Not going to change. We need to see these people publicly. Publicly, they need to be punished.
When you see politicians going to prison, then things are really changing.
That's right.
Amen.
Hey, Spence, I just sent you a link. I'll get you. Hang on there. Get that up there. I just scrolled and saw this. Information. Remember, information's power. Power is information. Elon Musk put out yesterday. See, they hate him. Who elected him? Who elected him? Who elected most of those a-holes in D.C.? Huh? All those government officials. Who elected them? Fraud in the federal government is closer to 10%. So more like $700 billion per year, Musk said. $700 billion a year in fraud. Outright waste is 15%, so that's another trillion. And anyone who works in government knows this. 43 paragraphs into the New York Times latest set piece on Elon Musk. But byline reporters reveal that the federal government lost $236 billion to apparent fraud in 2023 alone. Maybe this isn't the dunk you guys thought it was. The Government Accountability Office estimated in a report that the government made $236 billion in improper payments, three quarters of which were overpayments across 71 federal programs during the 2023 fiscal year. We're living in like times we could never, ever have won. I'm just telling you. Brett, come on in, babe.
Yeah, Coach. Tammy just read that, I think it was Rutters, came from the Rutters. And lady, I think that was ahead of the FDA. Don't hold me to that. I was running out of the house when she was telling me. And not from her. Not running out of the house.
Good. That's good to know.
But so she was fired and then picked up and put in jail. She's the one that ordered all the chickens to be slaughtered through numerous states for no reason. It was all fake. So she stands to be prosecuted. We'll see where all that goes once all the evidence comes out. But so apparently there are people being picked up in high places or that were in high places and being put in jail. So let's hope it continues.
So how about this? And this is a good one. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Donald Trump, President Trump, fired all the prosecutors on J6. Fired them all. Did you guys see that? Fired them all. Judges need to hang. Judges destroyed lives. They need to hang, folks. That's what, was it Chad said earlier? We have to see justice. We have to see it. Lauren.
So what about reparations to all the farmers and all the ranchers where they sat there and set them on fire and destroyed people's farms, stole people's ranches? What about giving them back, taking the land back from China and Gates and give them all back what they stole?
I think this, Laura Ann, I think we're in the process of moving in the right direction. The opposition is going to be so strong. The propaganda they're going to feed the rest of us. And then when things get financially tough, they're going to say, yeah, see, it's because Trump did this, and Trump did this, and Trump did that. You see where this is heading, don't you, friends? Do we see where this is heading? Well,
That's what they're doing about the tariffs. Like, inflation's going to go up. Are you in, like really? You're that stupid. Like, you tax another country. We're paying all these taxes on all these other countries. They're importing everything that you have, including your stinking apple juice that is laced with all kinds of stuff. And it's coming from China. It's not, and it's just, it's colored water.
Listen, and Robert F. Kennedy wants to make people healthy again, and the Democrats are voting against him. We got to run. See you tomorrow.